Every injury suffered by one organ feeds another. Furious industry. Vast stone flesh facts whose corpse hymns carry right up through the chimneys until dead fish start to flop and wriggle on their stools. I go walking in these streets every day and I look to see what's lost. Shop fronts closed down. Vanished tenements. The faces of pleading pity takers who know there's no money going round to spare but don't know what else to do. They keep on repeating the same desperate pleas in a weaker voice. The same stories about horrific war wounds and sick children. Until one day, there's someone else kneeling in their spot. I'll see him again below. Poets have written for centuries about cattle fac. Black jewel of the far stink. Even when the world despised our nation, it still found ways to fall in love with our nation's heart. Mother city of the Sish and the Shannock, warm-hearted eater of children. She'll let you trade for anything, which means she'll let you get away with anything, which means that anything is possible. Once upon a time, you'd be able to find a quivering orphan on some distant skin isle who'd had his entire family wiped out by Sashanic musket fire, and he'd still dream at night about coming to this city to make something of himself. It's hard to fall out of love with stories, even when they're devouring you. But from what I can see, the story's begun to lose its grip. Everything changes, but no one escapes. I cannot feel anything up here but itching. A sickness I won't be rid of until I'm back where I belong.